I can't refresh. What's up? Let's Talk Rockets, episode 58. Houston Rockets Daily. Monday, February 12th. Beautiful day here in the Sunshine State, folks. Beautiful day. We're talking Rockets basketball. We have the All-Star break beginning on Friday. The Houston Rockets, we're trending down, man, but it's all right. We're going to talk Amen. We're going to talk Jalen. I actually have no script. We don't script these, but we're talking Rockets once again on Let's Talk Rockets. Hope you guys are doing well. So basically, I mean, the Rockets have two games left here. I do want to touch briefly on that game. I believe it was from Saturday night against Atlanta, where we saw Jalen Green get a trip dub. We saw Jabari get, what was it, 4 steals and 4 blocks? I got the stat somewhere. 4 steals and 4 blocks. Guys, the future is so bright. It really is, but welcome back. I do want to say really quickly, as we do during all of these, check out the show because I think we're 21 listens away from 500 total plays on the Let's Talk Rockets podcast thing. And the link's in the bio, the link's in the description. And I appreciate you guys whenever you're, you know, at the gym, going to work, at work. I appreciate you guys taking time out of your day and tuning in here. So let's get into it. Thank you to whoever left a review or left a rating on Spotify as well. I think that helps with the impression. So anyways, like I said, I want to talk a little bit about the Rockets versus the Hawks game. Because here's the thing. Karam. The Mavs are back, baby. Yes, they are. So the Rockets without Fred are like, so dude, the Rockets, we knew this heading into the trade deadline. Like, we don't make threes. We take around a middle of the packed amount of threes per game, but we are a bottom 10. I mean, we're even worse than bottom 10 in three-pointers made. And Fred is our best three-pointers made player, and he's injured. And so we got, you know, Amen Thompson starting, Atari's injured, Penguin's injured. Like, dudes are just getting injured here. And we're trying to stay afloat, dude. I mean, we're 23 and 29. The good news is all hope is not lost. The bad news is, man, Golden State's got their swagger back. They definitely have their swagger back. And so actually, you know, while we're on the topic, let's take a look at this. So, yeah, Utah is a game and or half a game out of Golden State in the 10th seed. That's the issue, though. Houston sitting here at 23 and 29 is the 12th seed, and we are now 3 full games behind the now 500 Golden State Warriors. And so we got a game tonight against the New York Knicks, and what I need to see is I need to see a victory. Like, I just desperately need a victory because we're trying to salvage this season and at least remain in the hunt getting into the final month of the season. But most importantly, on Wednesday, V-Day, you got a road matchup against Memphis. So if we can just bounce back from this 4-game losing streak here, man, you don't want to lose 5 straight games. Oh, God, heading into All-Star break, that's not what you want to do. If we can be at least 25 or 29 in a handful of games out of the 10th seed, that works for me. But obviously, this little losing streak is unbelievably unideal. Let's check the chat here. Thunder going to be fine as usual. I'm feeling great as a sports fan, except for the Cowboys. There you go. My Rangers coming off a World Series title. You know, the Knicks been good. Hell yeah, man. That baseball World Series, I was just thinking about that the other day. How, I mean, who'd they even play? Was it Houston? No, because it's Texas. Oh, was it the Phillies? On paper, that's such a good World Series. And I'm sure if you're a baseball fan, that was a great World Series. Excuse me, with the Cubs not being good, I didn't watch any baseball this past season. What's going on, bro? It's very possible to go on a winning streak. What's up, GSC, the Don? You're damn straight. Let's check. I think I sent myself some tweets here. Follow Let's Talk Rockets on Twitter. Maybe one day I'll get it going. Feel just so nerdy tweeting. Just feel so nerdy. Jalen Green in his last 10 games. The dude's been on a tear. And in our last video, or actually, I made a video about this. Our first video in quite some time where I just sat back on the mic and talked about it. For our audio listeners, we got Jalen Green in his last 10 games. 23.4 points per game, about 57% true shooting, 47% from the field, 30% from downtown, about 81% from the free throw line, but 23.5 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, a little over a steal, 2.5 turnovers per game, excellent inside the arc, got to develop the 3 ball. Jalen Green, you know, I mean, that 3-point shot's developing fine, but he is shooting 31.6 on the season, so I guess that's not really true. He still is technically our second best 3-point made per game, which is such a weird random statistic. Bottom 10 as far as Houston 3-point shooters go. Outside of Nate Hinton, Reggie Bullock's our best 3-point shooter, and he doesn't play. Cam Whitmore, Aaron Holiday, Dylan Brooks, Freddie, Jabari, Tari, Nate, and then we got Jalen. So point is this, Jalen Green just had a trip dub. People were kind of still nitpicking, but I guess that's just the era we live in where people are just going to nitpick hard. The title of this stream is about Amen Thompson. And if you guys remember on the show here, it was the D-backs? Oh, you're right. That's my bad. If you guys remember on the show all summer, Amen Thompson is a freaking Houston Rocket, dude. And this guy, I mean, Shangoon's had a phenomenal season. You know, Jabari looks good. I like Tari. Cam Whitmore looks good. But there's just something about Amen Thompson and his unique skill set at his age with his length and his playmaking ability that you don't see in the college level or, in his case, you know, the G League. You just don't even really see this. And so in 4 games as a starter, Amen Thompson, 12 points per game, 12 rebounds, 4 of those being offensive, 4.5 assists, and 1.6, I assume that's steals, 58% true shooting, really promising. It's going to be glorious once he has confidence in his handle. This dude is still very raw. And this is something we talked about post-trade deadline where it was like, damn, dude, I want these guys to just get as much run as humanly possible. And, you know, it does suck, man. We've lost a couple of games. We've lost 4 straight games here. But Fred's injured, and it's given Amen a free leash to run that point guard position. And, you know, that's why I liked Fred's contract so much, because I mean, Amen was – dude, we got Amen at the 4th pick, man. That kid is a stud. The top 5 picks are going to be so good. This, like, you already see it, man. You already see it. So, anyways, Amen Thompson, I think, still is the future of the Houston Rockets. But I don't even mean that to be a shade on Elprin Shangoon. Hopefully this isn't playing live. So we got Amen Thompson recorded 5 dunks in his last game against the Hawks. That's the most dunks in a single game by a point guard this season. Just pretty crazy. And this is a guy who, I mean, he didn't play. You know, he's injured to start the season. And that's important to note, too. Amen Thompson was injured to start the season. And I feel like you're kind of starting to see him get in that rhythm. Last 5 games, 12 points, 9.4 rebounds, 3.8 assists. He still can't throw a grape in an ocean, but that's something I'm willing to just accept at this point. He's shooting 50.3% from the field. A lot of he's great at dunk, and he's great at getting to the rim. He's freaky athletic, man. He just really is a freak athlete, and that is what you want at the guard position. So, you know, they have him as a small forward. I don't know what it's going to be like when Fred comes back, but that's something we'll deal with when it comes. Do we actually have a Fred injury update? Because this is not something I was paying attention to. Everything is about his return to Toronto in the news. All right. How long is Fred VanVleet out? Adductor injury timeline from Scott Rafferty. Let's see. How long is he out? He'll miss at least 4 games. Probably around All-Star break. Udoka said when VanVleet could return. We'll see. Who knows if that'll take into All-Star break or right before the break. Our injury reports out today. Dan Rhee, I feel Amen is going to be so good. He's a very smart player. The dude is a very smart player. All right, I was checking Yahoo. See if we got a Freddie Double V injury update. Out at least four games. Oh, this will be fourth. This will be this fourth game. All right. So Fred won't be playing tonight, but maybe he'll be back against Memphis. Guys, this is just, I know in the grand scheme of the season, you know, this is game, not good at math here. That's something sneaky about the All-Star break is it's not, you know, the halfway point. Like, what's 23 plus 29? 52? We have 30 games left in the season, man. We got to start winning, dude. That was a tough road trip. Lost all of them. And heading home against New York. No Julius Randle, no OG Anunoby, but New York's, I mean, they're feeling it. The good thing is the Knicks have not been winning basketball games. The one thing about the New York Knicks, though, recently with their new acquisitions, they're scoring. But I'm curious. I'm excited to. I'm going to have to record this game. I'm curious what Fred or Amen against Jalen Brunson is gonna look like tonight. So, I mean, that's really all I have. Anybody got anything to say? Throw it down in the chat. Throw it in the live chat. Let's check Hoops Hype. Houston Rockets news. Somebody just got picked up recently. That Rocket fans weren't too keen about because we still need a backup big man. But I don't know, dude. I watched Jock Landale play meaningful basketball last year in the playoffs. I can't give up hope, but it just has not looked good. All right. Injury news. Rockets list. Elpen Şengün is questionable for tomorrow night's game against the Knicks. That was 20 hours ago. Cam's out. Fred's out. Tari's out. That sucks. Isaiah Hartenstein is questionable to play against the Rockets tomorrow. That would be huge if he was not good to go. And Şengün was. That would be huge. That's it. As far as news, excuse me. Jabari's defense, dude. That guy can freaking defend, can't he? Let's go back to that trip dub game. 26, 14, and 10. Jabari's one of those sleeper players. Like, Rocket fans know Jabari's having a really, really stellar season. It's actually, like, super surprising to me that he is, first off, you know, Jabari came into the league, you know, at his position, 6'11", and, you know, he's like a spot-up shooter. Like, you know, this guy will take the, you know, he'll grab a rebound, walk up, take a three at the top of the key like Kevin Durant, like Kevin Bleepin' Durant. And last season, he took about 5 threes a night, only converted 30.7% of them. This season, you're seeing much more efficient Jabari. You know, it's not really showing up on the points per game note. But last season, 40.8 from the field, and this season, 46.5 from the field. Last season, 30.7 from downtown, 37% from three. Once again, I'm kind of surprised that he's averaging only 0.7 steals and 0.8 blocks because of that last game where he had 4 steals and 4 blocks. But I guess it's just not really showing up on the stat sheet because that was his first block in 5 full games. Wow. 6 full games, 5 full games. Pretty surprising. But we know, you know, Jabari can play defense. But just another one of these young players that we got, you know, with Jalen Green, Amen Thompson, that was selected top of the draft. And who knows, man, maybe the franchise player will be Jabari. But I think Jabari is, like, actually the perfect number three player. I've always compared Jabari and Şengün offensively and defensively to what I like or what I want them to be and what I know they can be and what I would like them to be, similar to Aaron Gordon and Nikola Jokic. But Elpen Şengün's defense this season, night and day difference, Elpen Şengün on the defensive side. But, you know, I was one of the naysayers. I was one of the naysayers last year thinking, damn, dude, you know, like the backup big for the Nuggets is DeAndre Jordan. And, you know, worried about size. I know Jokic can defend, but he's not, you know, your stereotypical center who's getting a block and a half per game. And Aaron Gordon's defensive versatility just pays off dividends. And, you know, obviously Jokic can hold his own, but, like, Şengün can hold his own. And Jabari's defense is, in my opinion, especially his switchability, it can go a very long way. And once we start getting into those winning conversations, you know, I think Jabari being like your kind of number three
will probably make, you know, two All-Stars in his career, one All-Star, two All-Stars, not trying to limit him here, but like, you know, we know what All-Stars like, right? It's like the awards, you know, it's just a title. You know, you don't need to make an All-Star to be an All-Star level player, but I think Jabari Smith Jr. is another one of those sleeper guys. It really sucks. Tari Eason's injury, I feel like, hasn't really been talked about all that much this season. I mean, the dude's missed a bunch of basketball games. He's only played 22. He hasn't played in ages. And defensively, what he provides for us, he can also knock down threes, 36% three-point shooter. I mean, Tari Eason in 22 games this season played 22 minutes a night. He's getting me 7 rebounds, 2 offensive rebounds per game. The hustle and the motor on guys like him, Fred, you know, Amen, I love their young motor. And it's something we've talked about on this show a lot is, and it sucks because we're starting to get injured here, but our youth. But once again, you know, Shangoon's dealing with some injuries. Fred went down. Cam went down. Tari's been injured. But it is something, if we can get healthy coming out of the All-Star break and keep that health for the rest of the season, and you start to play these, you know, these Clippers or these teams that are at the top of their, you know, division or conference or whatever, and, you know, they start getting some rest, whatever, wear and tear on the body, that's something the youthfulness, the youngsters, physically wise, it should help Houston out in the second half of the season, but we do have to get and stay healthy. Specifically, I want to see guys like Tari Eason come back as soon as possible, and, you know, Cam and Fred and all these guys. All right, I'm a fan of JG4, but I noticed the play of Amen. He's really good, a genius player. He will just need to improve his shooting. I like the innate, witty, smart of Amen. Right on the money, and that was you know, our coaching staff, our coaching hires. I wonder if this is live. We're dealing with some Wi-Fi issues. I'm going to just call it here. We got a good 15 plus in. I appreciate y'all if you can hear me. Thank you for watching. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be back tomorrow or the day after. Oh, we're back. All right. We'll be back soon. But once again, guys, we're like 21 plays away from 500 on Spotify and Apple. That link is down below in the description. I appreciate you guys so much. And we're making videos on this channel again. Feels good to be back. So thank you guys for watching, taking time out of your day, tuning in, and check out that show. Give it a follow at least, and we'll be back here soon.